Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Well, a crush Wednesday, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Hear from him later in the hour. Jeff Ehrman previews Maryland, Wisconsin, 11:30 from InsideMDSports.com. Got the whip around coming up at 11:15 as well. But the Ravens open locker room today. And then it's going to be practice tomorrow. Coming up Monday night, darkness falls. They're going to be wearing all black, looks like, for the game against Detroit. Last time the Lions were here 2 years ago, it did not go well for them, as the Ravens blew them out. The game was over by halftime for all intents and purposes. But now both teams 1-1 with disappointing losses on their schedule. Detroit gets housed by Green Bay. Ravens blow the big lead against Buffalo. Here to talk about Baltimore heading into this game. A couple of injuries of note. He's our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in Cordell Woodland. Cordell, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
All right. Kyle Van Noy. We know he's, what, week to week. What's up with Marlon? Rasheen Ali got his bell rung on the opening kickoff against the Browns here. And I guess we'll concentrate on Van Noy mainly because the Ravens haven't exactly been putting a lot of pressure on the quarterback through the first 2 weeks, and one of their signature dudes, he's probably not going to roll. Where does the pass rush come from against Detroit? Because as we know, if Goff gets time to throw, he's got a lot of fancy toys to throw too.
Yeah, I mean, and look, that's a offensive line that can be really good at times. Now, they've had some changes over the last couple of years, so I think that's still a question mark that they're still trying to get answered as the year goes on. But yeah, I mean, it'll be by committee. I don't really think a lot changes, you know, with Van Noy going down. I think some of the guys in the interior, like Matabike, will be called on to maybe do a little more in that department, but I think that this forces them to lean on some of the young guys that they were going to have to find out about anyway. Oway coming off a double-digit sack year, what can he do to respond off of that in a contract year? I think one of the underlining bright spots could be that we see a little more from Tavius Robinson in those moments. And I just think Tavius, you know, he's not the guy that jumps out the screen to you on every play or even every game. But he does a lot of the dirty work, and I thought he had a really good game against Cleveland. Obviously, he was a part of that strip sack fumble that Roquan took to the house. So I think if you give him a little more run in that department, maybe he could surprise you and be a slightly better pass rusher than we thought. Mike Green, another guy that you thought that they need to find out about this year. So I think this kind of forces their hand to maybe rush that process a little quicker than they wanted to. No doubt Van Noy will be a loss, but I didn't expect Van Noy to have the impact that he has had the last couple of years. I thought that this would be a year where some of the other guys would have to step up anyway.
Yeah, the sad part was Van Noy was the best rusher by far against Cleveland, you know, I thought. Yeah, Mike Green just – his – you know, I mean, the thing that he does best, Cordell, and he hadn't shown it, he showed it in the preseason, his get off, and he's not getting off the ball to, you know, to give himself an advantage.
Yeah, and I think it's a little different. Things are so vanilla in the preseason, all the way probably down to the snap count. And so you're able to do that stuff a little more. You're able to kind of time the snap count from like down to down a little easier than you are in the regular season, where you have these vets, where you have a real offensive line out there, where you have real game planning going into these games. It's an adjustment, no doubt about it. So yeah, I mean, that is the concerning thing, especially because I've talked a lot about Ania off the ball. That's still there for him. So I'm not giving Mike Green an excuse or a pass or anything like that. But no doubt, you know, for all of these rookies, it'll be a learning curve to start.
Hey, Cordell, when you're out there today for open locker room, and I bet you all the offensive linemen, you talk to the old linemen, is that is probably the toughest defensive front that they're going to have to face, because most of the time they're facing 7 or 8 guys, you know, and they're all up the field guys. So it's not like they're lining up, you know, head up, but they're all up the field. They're always in the backfield. And they caused a lot of problems. Each guy had his own issues.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that's kind of the threat that teams like Cleveland and Pittsburgh specifically pose to them. Not just because they're division teams, because obviously I left Cincinnati out of that, because they're not able to do the things that those two defenses can do. But they know each other so well, and they're built to maybe not, you know, completely stop the Ravens, but definitely slow them down. It's not going to be many defenses that you'll see this year that are able to make Derrick Henry look the way that he did
Correct.
On Sunday. I mean, they didn't have any signature runs in that game. When's the last time we were able to say that about a Ravens offense, mm-hmm. especially the last 2 years with Henry and really in the Lamar Jackson era, period? Like, you're good for at least one big pop run. They didn't even get that. So Cleveland was incredibly sound with their fundamentals, I think. And without a doubt, they sold out completely to stop the run. That's mm-hmm. something that a team like Cleveland's not afraid to do. I don't think Pittsburgh's afraid to do it either. You know, that's just what they'll take their chances with forcing you to be one-dimensional. And Lamar is as good as he is at this stage of his career. He can still beat you that way. But teams, you gotta take something away. And obviously, they're going to look to take the runaway first.
Hey, Cordell, like watching the All-22, I watch Buchanan like every snap. And I just think that I would say that Roquan probably likes him because he's just a football player, you know, and he knows where he's supposed to be. He understands the game. You saw one time on a boot, he comes up and then boom, he takes and runs back, gets in his lane, you know, in front of the receiver and stuff. He just understands ball.
He's a really smart guy. I mean, that's the thing that's been talked a lot about him, you know, him being an engineer, and he's got the brain power to go along with playing linebacker in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And, you know, linebackers, that one position, you got to have some sort of smart to play that position because it's all read and react. Everything in front of you is so much going on, so much eyewash. You have to be able to kind of know where the ball's going and where they want to go on each play. And I think that's where Trenton Simpson struggles the most. He gets caught up in the wrong gap too many times, mm-hmm. and he's not strong enough to recover. He's not strong enough to fight off those blocks and get back to the gap he needs to. Buchanan has the speed, the smarts, and the strength. I mean, he's short in stature, but that dude is built. I mean, he's a flat-out tank. So he's stronger than he looks, and I do think he and Roquan play well off each other. But I just think his instincts to go along with, you know, his brain knowing where the play is going and trusting that and reacting. I mean, that's tough to get out of a rookie. I think right now he's playing free and he's playing like a guy that's got nothing to lose. I mean, you look at that spot right there. It's been a kind of a revolving door. You're him. Why not go out there and play free and not be afraid to make a mistake?
Yeah. Hey, Cordell, you know who showed up? You know, I mean, he didn't start or anything, but Keon Martin. I mean, almost every play he was out there, he's little, but he plays big. You know, I mean, on the fumble, he's sprinting down there, you know, on the pass out there. You know, I mean, he's making tackles. I think, you know, if Humphrey's out, he may get some more run just the way he played. Him and Tampa, I don't know if Alexander will play, but he's the type of guy that maybe on a Amon St. Brown, you know, with the change of direction and quickness, maybe that's, you know, some spot for him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not a great position to be in, you know, having the guard, maybe the best slot receiver in the mm-hmm. NFL in St. Brown. And he's coming off a 3-touchdown game just last week. So if Marlon's not there, that is going to be a concern for me. Now, I did like what I saw from Keon Martin. He didn't look like the moment was too big for him. And, you know, I'm sure situation and everything played a part. But he didn't look like he didn't belong out there. That's the good thing to see. Now, this week, if Marlon can't go, they're going to have to get a little creative. I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't even be opposed to this being a game where you see Hamilton heavily involved in the slot and down in the box anyway. When you talk about St. Brown on that side, you talk about LaPorta, you talk about Gibbs out of the backfield. I mean, there are more than enough threats on that Detroit offense from the short to intermediate game that will require Hamilton's attention. So I can't say that I feel overly confident with Keon Martin having to get a lot of run this week just because of the opponent. But no doubt, I think we could tell Keon Martin is a baller. He's going to look to make plays, but they'll have their hands full with this one if he does have to get extended run.
Cordell, one on Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Cordell, last thing for you. Mark Andrews, two games in, not a lot of production. Had the ball knocked out of his hands by Delpit. Some Ravens fans say it should have been a touchdown. Harbs talked about possibly reviewing it, et cetera, et cetera. But where's Andrews been when we thought he was going to have a monster start to the season based on the way his 2024 campaign ended?
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough because I thought in Buffalo with the storyline and the obvious storylines and the low-hanging fruit, you know, you try to get him involved early and often because if there's anybody that wants to make some plays in that game, it's 89. So I was surprised with that. And then even this past week, I mean, you look at his career against Cleveland, he owns them. So I did think that there would be a pathway for him to be a big part of the game plan. He wasn't. I mean, I thought that was a touchdown catch, but again, I say this every year, I don't know what a catch is in the NFL anymore. I really don't. So I guess it wasn't. John said he was told definitively not to challenge that because they didn't think it was a catch. So whatever. But look, this is how last year started. You know, last year got off to an extremely slow start for Mark. Ironically enough, I think whenever likely comes back, that will help Mark in a sense to help open him up in the middle of the field. I don't think he gets the separation that he used to get. He's not the contested catch guy that he used to be. That's not to say I don't think Mark can still contribute. He just led all tight ends and touchdowns last year. So I think he can still play. It just may take a little time for him to get involved right now. It's still very early in the season. It's still what I call the week-to-week period right now where teams' identities and focal points in their offenses can still change. So I still think Marco be able to contribute heavily as the year goes on.
All right, Cordell, fresh take. When's the next one?
We'll be back Friday after BDT from 7 to 9. So we'll get everybody ready for the weekend filled with football, get you ready, get your fantasy lineups ready and everything. Talk a lot about the Terps going to Madison, Wisconsin, first real test on the road as well. And obviously, we'll talk a lot about the NFL slate and the Ravens plan on Monday night.
Cordell Woodland, appreciate the time as always. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Cordell.
Thanks, guys.
There's Cordell, everybody. We'll come back with a whip around, get you caught up on what happened in the world of sports last night, at least in our allotted time. And this day in Orioles history, you don't want to miss any of that. And then we got Jeff Berman, speaking of the Terps, at Wisconsin, getting 10.5. It's a game you can hear on the Fan. National TV, too. NBC coming at noon. Maryland's 3-0, looking to go 4-0. They've been 3-0 for the last 5 years. Can they add that fourth one to make Luke Fickell even more fickle with the Wisconsin fans?
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.